Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
He's given us a free kick to Leeds United, and Jack Harrison takes it and pings it out to Rafinha on this near side.
Oh my!
And the Brazilian has an entire empty field to run into. Ashwood City shirts are scrambling back towards their own goal. Rafinha pumps on down the wing, and Riviera slipped! The goal is gaping open. Hops in mouths as Dolly Park watches as Rafinha. Oh my goodness!
Oh my word!
Eric Van Schmidt, the Ashwood City head coach, has stormed onto the pitch and clattered into Rafinha as he was surely going to level things up for Leeds United. Who's found some space on this right-hand side of the box. Knocks it past Babic. Gets the ball into the box. Riviere reaches for it and misses. Broom tries to head it away. It falls to Jack Harrison with an open goal. Who has to score? Harrison! And it's blocked on the line by William Van Ginkel.
And it's a pitch invasion at Dartley Park. Ashwood City have qualified for the Champions League.
We're going to Euro! I can't believe it! I've got a little bit of friends and I've off to Europe.
Premier League side Ashwood City made history today as their head coach Eric Van Schmidt has received a 10-match touchline ban. It is the biggest in the history of the Premier League.
Bring our attention now to the madness that is Ashwood City and in particular manager Eric Van Schmidt. Guys, do you think his antics really warrant the longest touchline ban in Premier League history? I mean, he is out until October. Luke Moore, do you think it's fair that he's out for this long?
No, I don't think that's fair.
Really?
No, I don't. Because I think he should actually be banned for the entire season. It's a disgrace. And Ashwood City, as I've said before, are also a disgrace. The only downside to the Premier League being back is that Ashwood City are back as well.
Not only that, but the Champions League as well.
No. And let's get it right, they're going to be absolutely insufferable, aren't they?
I don't know what I'm going to do with you, pal. I really don't.
I'm a sorry person. I'm a very sorry Dutch person.
Aye, and I'm a very pissed off Scottish person. And he's an extremely fucked off Irish person. And that's not a very good fucking mix, let me tell you, pal.
Look at the chief exec when he's talking to you.
I'm full of shame. I'm full of the embarrassment. And I'm full of the shredded weed. The cereal? The little weed pillows? That's all I am. I've nothing else.
Eric, never mind the fucking shredded wheat, pal. You're under police investigation for gross bodily harm. At best, you're getting community fucking service.
Fuck me. What community is getting him? Poor cunt.
You're banned by the FA until fucking October. By the time you're allowed to be on the touchline again, Christmas decorations will be up in the shops. Fucking Christmas decorations. You're back for a couple of weeks, and then we're at the fucking World Cup, aren't we, pal? What a fucking good you are. Fuck me.
I have apologised to Mr. Rafinha. I've apologised to the Leeds and to the Premier League.
Pal, sorry don't mean shite no more, alright? Look, I've got to go and tell Patrick that you've cost us 200,000 quid in fines.
Fuck me.
That's like telling Ray Parler the bar's closed. wish me luck, and you wish yourself a fucking medical. Now fuck off.
I am sorry, gentlemen.
Fucking F.A., honestly.
Absolute cunts. Fucking 3 days before the opening game of the season and they drop this nuclear bomb covered in shite and fucking gonorrhea on us. Fuckers.
What are you going to say to Patrick?
I think he'll fucking notice that Eric isn't in the dugout for Fulham at home, Colin.
We meant about the fines.
Do you know what? I'm going to leave it until after Saturday. He's in such a good mood about the beginning of the Nolan era.
One more time.
No, no more fucking times. Put the mic down.
And three, two, one. Welcome to the Patrick Nolan era. Yeah, this is it, Jess. The good times are a-coming.
Ugh, what a cunt.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Hey, everyone. The mic isn't working. Sorry, can someone come and have a look at the mic, please? For God's sake.
Match day one of the 2022-23 Premier League season is just one day away. Ashwood City Football Club have been subject to penalties and legal ramifications following the nature of their final game of the previous season. Spirits, however, are high, as the new outright owner, Chairman Patrick Nolan MBE, looks forward to an era solely under his stewardship.
It's working. It's bloody cheap batteries, so yes. Hey, hello everyone. Why did I say hey?
Dunno, pal.
Glad we could get you all in the meeting room. Listen, it's been a very hands-on summer.
Not in the transfer market.
No jokes, please.
It wasn't a joke.
It's been a rough old ride. Yeah, the bloody haters, eh? They like to take shots at the Champions League big boys, eh? But enough about... Yeah, so, look, it's going to be an amazing season. Yeah, don't forget, I'm the chairman now. Got lots on my plate. We've got Chris Woodall there as chief executive officer. And, of course, Jess Tate, who is still head of communications, but she has the office that doesn't smell of bleach. So, you know, that's really something.
And Diane more than Woody.
Oh, she's kidding. What did I say, Jess? No jokes.
It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, but anyway, Fulham at home tomorrow. You all know the drill. Woody will speak to our beloved fans before kickoff. Hopefully the poor fella doesn't get eaten alive. I've been there, trust me. Once he's got his vision and ideas out to them, we get to half-time for the main event. A bonanza of music and celebration and all sorts to mark the beginning of this new era.
Right,
Pepsi halftime show.
You ain't
seen nothing yet.
It's gonna be... Oh, God, the mic's gone again. It's gonna be great. And, you know, thank you all for working so hard. Let's make this... Are you listening? Hey, let's make this a season to forget. A season we won't forget. You know, an unforgettable season. cheers, guys. Peace.
Why do you do this to yourself?
What?
Give these speeches like you're Jesus or the Dead Apple guy.
I do it for morale.
Oh, it's shit for morale. Everyone has work to do, and to be honest, they only gathered in here because they thought you'd sign someone.
Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, fuck. Forgot to try out my closing remarks for the halftime speech. Do you want to hear it?
No.
I just want to say I am the luckiest man. And you gave me that luck to me from yourselves. Yeah, I hate to let down the fans, so I will do everything for this club, winning up and down the country, week in, week out, until I am happy that even Harkness himself is no longer rolling in his grave. Cash will never be a problem again. This moment is about fun, attacking football, and you, not me. Go Ashwood.
What does all that shit actually mean?
I'm, hitting key points that were raised in some of the polling we did.
Ugh, fuck's sake.
You know, being cash-strapped, attacking football, Harkness legacy, and then me coming across as ungrateful. So what I've done is I've engineered all those key points, yeah, into a concise closing remark. I mean, you know, it's textbook public speaking.
OK, let's save your public speaking for a while, shall we? Don't want you wearing yourself out. So just shut up, you know, for about an hour or so. How about that?
There's going to be a spitfire as well, yeah? A spitfire, Jess, an icon of Ashwood.
Please shut up.
Do you know they used to paint every spitfire right here?
Shut up.
Just picture it, yeah? A spitfire flying over Dartley Park.
I hope it falls out the sky and kills me. I really do.
Pal, what was that meeting actually for? Have any of the deals come through?
No.
What, not even the loans?
Your chief exec, that's your problem.
Aye, and that's why I asked you for the money.
Oh, God, I'm not going through this again.
Pal, we've signed nobody.
Yeah, the finances are complicated, okay? Look, we have a team that got us fourth. We'll be fine until January.
Oh, that'll be fun for your speech tomorrow, Woody. Hello, Ashwood City fans. You'll be fine until January, won't you? Cheers!
I'm getting thrown to the fucking dogs. I knew it.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're not wrong, actually, pal. You're not wrong. They're worse than fucking dogs. They're Ashwood City fans, for fuck's sake.
Hey, Woody.
What?
I just want to say...
Oh, for fuck's sake, not again.
I am the luckiest man, and you gave me that luck. To me, from yourselves. I hate to let down the fans, so I will do everything for this club, winning up and down the country, week in, week out, until I am happy that Harkness himself is no longer rolling in his grave. Cash will never be a problem again. This moment is about fun, attacking football, and you, not me. Go Ashwood.
Okay. Thanks, pal.
What do you think?
What the fuck is it?
Closing remarks.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Now see, look, if you're not going to do the adequate prep for your speaking engagement, Woody.
Well, I don't want to do a fucking stupid speaking engagement. You're making me. All right? I've got a mountain of shite to climb and an ocean of piss to swim.
So, what's the situation pitch side, Woodall?
I'm afraid for now it's the return of the shite brothers.
The Cowleys?
No, Dave and Willie.
Oh, can we not look at getting an exciting coach that can at least inject something into the players for a couple of months? Surely there's plenty out there that would love a shot at a Premier League club.
Neil Warnock?
I said exciting, and your brain comes up with Warnock.
Look, maybe for the next match days, but for now it's too fucking short notice.
Well, you should have had a plan B.
Oh, silly me, a plan B. What was I thinking? Sorry, Jess, I didn't realise we'd be the recipients of the biggest touchline ban in fucking history.
What did Wales do when Giggsy was caught being a cunt?
They went, ah, fuck, what do we do? Ah, fucking hell, God help us, Giggsy's a cunt, who could have ever foreseen this? And then they had the number two.
So we're taking a leaf out of their book?
Well, I'm taking a leaf and wiping my fucking arse with it, pal, because somebody won't even give me the money for fucking loo roll.
Oh, speaking of money and overspending, Patrick, I need to talk to you about your entrance at halftime.
Jess, I don't need doubters, I need doers, all right?
The sponsors feel... it's a bad move. It could be deemed as unsafe.
Patrick, what the fuck is your entrance?
So the zip line will take me right down onto the pitch, you see?
Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
How much did this cost?
Not much.
Because I need players, pal. I need coaches. I need anything.
Honestly, this was a bargain. The insurance was quite steep, though.
How much?
Oh, £150,000.
You absolute fucking get out of your
Woody,
t-
no,
I'm gonna
get,
fucking
get
kill
off.
You
Woody, Woody don't,
balls.
It's too bloody high.
This month on the Ashwood City Patreon.
I really, really love this, like, so much. That is always what I wanted for, like, my life and my work, is to be able to know that I'm just having the best time. And I'm just so appreciative to you guys.
Join series creator Joel Emery and Patrick Woody and Jess themselves, Adam Jarrell, Paul Waggett and Helena Doughty, as they discuss the upcoming final season of The Offensive.
The character creation thing is all you guys. Like, that you've built them over that period of time. I think I've spoken even on the Patreon a couple of times. There was something Paul said or did, maybe we weren't even recording around episode 4 or 5, and we were like, fuck, that's Patrick, that's him there, and then it suddenly took shape.
And brings you joy, and it's been that for me, and it's I feel incredibly blessed to have been on this journey with you guys, so, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the last season. I wish it wasn't the last.
To gain access to this and so much more, visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. Why One Question Time is a Stack production.
Yes, thank you, Ian. Here we are then in Kent, basking in the sunshine that seems to always illuminate the opening day of the Premier League. Ashwood City Football Club, UEFA Champions League contenders, take on Fulham, who once again make their presence known in England's top flight. Presence is noted, as is absence. Eric Van Smit, head coach of Ashwood City Football Club, serving a highly publicised 10-game ban. Some say too much, some say not enough. Like it or loathe it, the Dutchman won't be seen in the dugout until October. Let's take a look at the home side. It's Emmanuel Riviere in goal for Ashwood City. There was much discussion over the summer over the French...
We need a city of
bears,
a city of
bears.
I just want to say I am the luckiest man, and you gave me that luck to me from yourselves. I hate to let down the fans, so I will do everything for this club, winning up and down the country, week in, week out, until I am happy that Harkness himself is no longer rolling in his grave. Cash will never be a problem again. This moment is about fun, attacking football, and you, not me. Go, Ash.
Fuck's sake, I need a fucking cigarette or something. I'm fucking terrified, man. Have you sorted out those cheap microphone batteries yet, pal? It's gonna cut out on me, I fucking know it. Jesus Christ, what am I doing?
Public speaking. It's a cruel mistress, but she can be pretty affectionate too.
Enough of the private schoolboy stuff, Patrick. Woody, just get the key points across like we said and get off the pitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 5 minutes away from kickoff. But now please welcome a very special guest onto the pitch.
Oh, don't forget to mention the Patrick Nolan era.
Oh, shut up.
Dudley Park, this is your new chief exec. I know. Big shoes to fill. Clown shoes. I'm just kidding. Listen, I fancy us this season. I really do. All right? But before we focus on this season, I want to thank you for what last season meant to me and the Bodrum team. Champions League qualification, come on! And how about ousting the American sports conglomerate from our club? And assembling the finest Ashwood City team for a generation. I've got a wee promise for you, all right? That team aren't going anywhere. That team will be dismantled over my dead body. But none of that matters without you, Daftball, right? So keep being bloody mental, keep this place a fortress, keep out singing those lot over there, whoever they are. It's Fulham today, so it shouldn't be too bloody difficult, eh? We'll only need a couple of you down the front to sing a wee song or two. Let's give them hell. Enjoy the game, you lot. Welcome back.
That was bloody brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay.
Patrick, that was... I've never seen them whipped up like that.
Well, there was a couple of jokes that didn't quite land, and I think the syntax was a bit iffy. You know, the thing with public speaking, Jess... Jess, I'm talking to you. Sake. I just want to say, I am the luckiest man, and you gave me that luck to me from yourselves. I hate to let down.
He's still in play, and it's Cubano here on this left-hand side, and he's ran into danger, and Marcelo has picked his pocket and laid it immediately to Kieran Broome, who looks to once again drive the ball forward. Cubano again, Peter! That's why Fulham are 1-0 down. That kind of play, unsupported, down a blind alley type stuff. It hasn't worked and it won't work. And Marco Silva needs to tweak something. He likes to tweak, does Marco? I played under him, of course. I played with him as well, you forget. David Luna finds space to have a go. Oh, it's a huge deflection that leaves Marek Rodak planted to the ground. Ashwood City make it 2-0. And Dartley Park finds its voice, Billy. It's so unfortunate, but what did we say?
Papasiso picked the pocket of Socrates Papastopoulos. Papasiso picked the pocket of Socrates Papastopoulos.
Stop that right now.
Listen, vocal exercises are absolutely integral to any public speaking, Jess, let alone when I'm about to address 40,000 people.
Oh, please, it's like 20,000.
It's a full house.
It's half time. The ones that aren't taking a massive piss are drinking a massive beer, and the ones that aren't drinking a massive beer are taking a massive piss. And the ones that aren't doing any of that are families and fucking boring people.
Great, thanks.
Okay, so the zip wire guys say to remain pretty still.
Oh, what? Well, I was going to wave and stuff. You know, like Boris Johnson. And that zip wire was pretty iconic for him.
Oh, again, not for good reasons, Patrick. I don't know how many times I have to say this.
All right, all right.
Let it go to the end of the line. Pull on this bit. That lowers you down. Then do the speech.
Yep, the song, the speech, then the Spitfire. What else?
Oh, just go, you twat.
Ooh, Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen of Ashwood City, welcome to the new era of our club. A club built for the fans and for the people of Ashwood. And here's the man that got it done. Our chairman, Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Take me down to Ashwood City where the grass is green and the football's pretty. Hold your knees, take me home.
Oh, fuck me, Jesus, that is right up my arse. Ah, shit. Hello, Ashwood. It's... Ah, shit. It's an honour to be... Okay, untie me. It's an honour to be here today at the greatest club to ever exist in world football. I know we've had our differences in the past, but this, today, will be forever known as the day this club claimed its freedom from corporate global interests. Yeah, yes, yes. Okay, under my leadership and the operations of Chris Woodall. Yeah, all right. This club will finally fulfill its potential in the way we want it to. We as in us. As in, people of Ashwood. Or, people that support Ashwood. They don't have to have an Ashwood postcode, so... Yeah, we've got a fairly strong following in certain pockets in the United States, for example. And, Indonesia. And I just wanted to recognise one British icon, Ashwood City, with another. Yeah, this not only was a British icon, but it was the saviour of these shores. It won us the war, and of course every single one of them were painted right here in Ashwood. Ladies and gentlemen, look up to the skies and you will see the Spitfire! And any second now, just keep looking up to the skies.
There she is.
What?
Spitfire. Look.
The fuck is it doing on the pitch? It's meant to be flying above us.
No. She's an antique. She don't fly. She's got no engine.
Fuck's sake. And, eyes back to the pitch and look at what has landed before us. Wow! Let's give a round of applause for our very own Spitfire! Zipwire song, Spitfire. So, let's hear what your players have to say. Let's get them out here, shall we? Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Yeah, come on. Where are you? Let's be having you. Here they are. Yes, yeah, let's give them a half-time team talk, right? You know, that's how things should be. Let's show these guys what we think of them. Yes, hear, hear. Hey, Kieran, Captain Kieran Broom.
Fucking hell's that? Spaceship or something?
It's a Spitfire. Shh. You were incredible in that first half. Do you think we'll take all 3 points today?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm speaking to a winner, mate. That's what I'm doing. Yay? So, are we going to win today, Gaffer?
I think you mean Skipper.
Yes, yep, Skipper. Skip. Oh, crikey, we're going to win today, Skip?
What?
are we going to win?
Just say that we will, but say it into the mic.
Yeah. Probably.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, your captain, Kieran Broome. So you guys can stay out here, take some selfies, sign some merch, and hear what we, the fans, want from you in the second half. Hey, that'll be a refreshing change. So go talk to the fans, get some insight.
Fucking hell, what are you doing? We've got to do a team talk, haven't we?
You haven't even got a manager until October. Get used to it.
Oh, fuck me. That's a long way from the top of the stadium.
Well, don't worry, you haven't missed much.
How's he doing?
Well, he hasn't been taken out by a sniper yet, unfortunately, so I guess he's doing all right.
What the fuck? There's players on the pitch.
They think it's all over.
What's going on?
This, Jess, is the bold new era of Patrick Nolan. The fans have been included in the half-time team talk like some fucking awful immersive student theatre shite.
Fuck's sake!
I just want to say...
His mic is running out of battery again.
And I just want to say, I am the man, and you, fuck yourselves. I hate the fans. I will do this club up the cunt, week in, week out, until I am rolling in cash. This moment is about fucking you. Not me. Go upward.
And Mitrovic gets on the end of it. Fulham 4, Ashwood City 2. And boy have they come alive in this second half, Billy. Something in the water at half-time, me thinks, Peter. The players won't be thanking the ownership or the fans this afternoon, that's for sure. This second half has been a shambles. Look at Broome's concentration here. Where's he looking? There's the ball, mate.
So, I don't want to fucking talk about it, Woody, so don't start.
It's not about your Delia Smith halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
It's about something else.
Go on then, what?
The FA have fined us 200,000 quid.
Oh, fuck.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I
first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.